No. Right, assalamu alaikum. We cannot judge the individuals involved in the Saudi regime in terms of whether they are Muslim or not. But in Mecca and Medina, we have banks existing which deal in interest, which is known from Islam by necessity to be haram. Also, Saudi Arabia is a nation state with a capitalist economic system. Then this is the same predominance of secular law over the divine Sharia that Ibn Kathir refers to as kufr. How can Saudi Arabia be ruled by an Islamic government just because they encourage ibadah and no ma'amalat? Aren't they picking and choosing between Allah's laws as they please? Okay, I mean, this is a question which really shouldn't be directed towards me, because I'm not in charge of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, nor are they going to be concerned of what I say, whether in praise of them or in condemnation of them. But the point is that if we understand the madhhab of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah concerning iman, that iman is both statement and action, and that iman has degrees, and that just because a person does a sin, it doesn't necessarily throw him out of disbelief. Then therefore we know that if a people acknowledge that the Sharia is what they want to rule by, then no matter how sinful they are, that it only means that they're fasiqs or that they're unjust. It does not mean that they're disbelievers. It's just like a Muslim now. I mean, a Muslim who now deals in interest, or a Muslim, may Allah protect us from that, or a Muslim, for instance, who engages in illicit sex or goes to a bar and so forth. He's aware that this is forbidden. Does that make him a disbeliever because of this? No. He's sinful, and he's under the threat of Allah's punishment. But yet that doesn't make him a disbeliever. Second of all, that the scholars are the ones who are going to determine whether the state is outside of the fold of Islam or not, and whether its rulers have become apostate or not. And that's why if you find the scholars of Saudi Arabia, which are the ones who are most knowledgeable concerning their country, none of them have said that this country is outside the fold of Islam, but all of them are in agreement that this country is, an Islamic country, even though they might have some aspects which is not according to the Sharia. Likewise, the scholars outside of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, whether they're in Jordan like Sheikh Al-Albani, or whether they're in Pakistan, or in India, or in Morocco, or in Egypt, those scholars who are known to be from Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah, not those scholars who are deviants and innovators and so forth, they all are in agreement that this is an Islamic country. None of them have ever said that this country has now fallen out of Islam. Those who say that it's outside of Islam are those youth who have been deviated by that philosophy concerning jihad, which I explained. So in no way, I'm trying to say that Uruguay Bank is something which is okay, or we should overlook this point. But at the same time, we should understand that this ruling of takfir or not is not for us to make this judgment. Just like, for instance, now when we discuss a sect, like the brother asked me, this Qadiani Lahori group, which does not identify Ghulam Ahmed as a prophet, but identify him as the Messiah, the Messiah.